Lori's story 14. Do you know how to get what you want? Naomi sensei, so it seems Lori's still at the department store.
そうですね。
She's looking for shoes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Has she found some yet?
I think she found one today.
Ooh, all right, let's listen.
すみません。この靴の大きいサイズをお願いします。
サイズは何ですか？
ちょっと分かりません。
そうですか。じゃあ足をお願いします。26ですね。お待ちください。はい、どうぞ。サイズはどうですか？
ちょうどいいです。これをください。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
すみません。この靴の大きいサイズをお願いします。
サイズは何ですか？
ちょっとわかりません。
そうですか。じゃあ、足をお願いします。26ですね。お待ちください。はい、どうぞ。サイズはどうですか？
ちょうどいいです。これをください。
次は英語が入ります。
すみません。この靴の大きいサイズをお願いします。
Excuse me. Can you please bring me a large size?
サイズは何ですか？
What size are you?
ちょっとわかりません。
I don't know.
そうですか。じゃあ足をお願いします。
Is that right? Well, here, let me see your foot.
26ですね。お待ちください。
You're 26.Please wait.
はい、どうぞ。サイズはどうですか？
Here you go. Is this size all right?
ちょうどいいです。これをください。
The size is just right. I'll take these.
ロリーのサイズは26ですね。
Yeah, her shoe size is 26, right? At least in Japanese size.
Yeah. I think that's 26 is 9 in American size.
For girls?
Yeah.
Right, but you know what? Truth to tell, I still don't really understand Japanese shoe sizes. What's it based on?
Centimeters?
So the actual length of your foot, that's going to be your shoe size? In
yeah,
centimeters?
Yeah, I think so.
But, you never tried it?
No. But I think it really depends on a shoemaker. Different shoemaker has different size.
Ah, so there's not really any real standard, is it?
No.
But you know, I go to some stores looking for shoes and...You're right, it does say centimeters、
mm-hmm.
after each shoe size, but who knows? But, you know, I think each country, or at least each region, has their own shoe standard. In the States, it's pretty low. Like, numbers at least, most of them are under 10. Some、mm-hmm. people have size 10, 11, 12.、
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know where they get their numbers. I don't think they're based in inches.
Yeah, そうですね。
Hey, breaking news. We just heard from our producer Yuki-san over here in the corner. He's a genius. We were here struggling...Trying to figure out what shoe sizes are all about. And he mentioned, you know, he doesn't know the answer, but he has a little tip for everybody who comes to Japan. At least if you're coming from the States, if you're a guy, add 18 to your shoe size, and that'll be your Japanese shoe size. And if you're a girl?
17, which is 17.
Right, you add 17 to whatever your American shoe size is, and that'll be your Japanese shoe size. Hey, that's a good tip, Yuki-san.
Yeah, sugoi, sugoi. And after the clock measured Lori's feet...She said, お待ちください.
Which means, please wait.
Yeah, this phrase, I think you'll hear this phrase a lot at the department store.
That's right, or any store where there's someone serving you,、
mm.
right?
Right.
Even though this is not the standard grammatical way to say, you know, please wait or to give an order, right? But this is the way that they use in the service industry to politely command people to do things.
The grammar point of お待ちください is a little bit too advanced for newbie.
It's a special grammar construct that you'll probably learn later on in the beginner or lower intermediate series. But for now, you should just memorize it as a set phrase, right?
Right, because you hear this expression a lot at the shops.
Right, it's used a lot in the service industry when people tell you to wait when people tell you to wait politely. Of course, it can be used anywhere, but again, you're going to learn that later on. On to vocabulary.
次は単語です。
The first word is?
Size.
Size.
Size. Size.
The next word is?
大きい。
Big. Large.
大きい。大きい。
The next word is?
ちょっと。
A little.
ちょっと。ちょっと。
The next word is?
足。
Foot. Leg.
足。足。
The next phrase is?
お待ちください。
Please wait.
お待ちください。お待ちください。
The next word is?
ちょうど。
Just. Right. Exactly.
ちょうど。ちょうど。
The next word is?
いい。
Good. Well.
いい。いい。
The next word is?
ください。
Please.
ください。ください。
And the last word is?
どう。
How.
どう。どう。
Okay, let's take a closer look at these words. First, before we get into some of these phrases, the most important word here is foot, right? Because that's what shoes go on.
足?
But that word, 足, it means foot or leg.
Right. We don't have any difference between leg and foot in Japanese.
On to the next phrase.
ど?
How?
Interrogative word, right?
Right. It's always going to be a question. And you use it mainly when you're asking about the state of someone or something, right?
Mm-hmm. In today's dialogue, we have size はどうですか?
How's the size? How is it? Does it fit well? That's what she was trying to say. She was asking if the size is good, but she only asked, how's the size? But before she asked about the size, she asked her what her size was.
Size は何ですか?
What's your size? And of course, as we've said many times, you omit the subject, so you don't ask, あなたのサイズは何ですか? You just ask, サイズは何ですか?
Mm-hmm.
And then Lori said that the size was just right.
ちょうどいいです。
So the word いい, it means good, right?
Right.
And this word that we learned today, ちょうど, it means just. It's really hard to put into English because it has this connotation of fitting perfectly, being a perfect fit, not just for sizes, not just for shoes, but anything that works out perfectly, to like any plan that went exactly as planned, or anything that happened the way that you wanted it, it could be chodo e or chodo something. We can get into the other uses of chodo later on, but for now, this is a good phrase to know. You could use it when something is perfectly good. For example, a shoe size.
Chodo ii desu.
It's perfectly good. It's a good size.
この靴はちょうどいいです。
These shoes are a perfect fit.
次は文法です。
On to the grammar. So today's target phrase is...
これをください。
I'll take this.
Literally, I think, give me this.
Right, hand this down to me.
Right.
As literally as you can get, that's what it means, right? But you know, really it means, give me this or I'll take this.
そうですね。
Right, implying that there's two levels here, right? Two mm-hmm. different class levels. What are they?
Higher position and lower position.
So when you're speaking and you use this, you are supposedly in the lower position, right?
Right.
And you're asking someone who's higher than you mm-hmm. to please graciously give you something or mm-hmm. to do something for you.
Hand it down to me.
So now let's break this phrase down.
これ
This
を
Object marking particle
ください
Please give me. All right? So please give me this. That's exactly literally what we're saying, right? We've already covered another phrase that you use to ask for things in a previous lesson, which was...
お願いします。
Right, which is very, very versatile. It's very useful and you could use it in almost any situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that phrase is... Does it mean the same thing as これをください?
If you say これをください and これをお願いします, I would say the meaning is the same. But since お願いします is more vague, it sounds more polite.
I see. And what Naomi-sensei means by vague, let's go over the meanings of ください and お願いします one more time, all right? ください means...
Please give it to me.
Right, please give me. Or literally...
Lower it.
And お願いします means...
It's a bit difficult to translate, but I think it's kind of like, I wish, I beg you. I humbly
hope.
Request.
Right, it's a request. It's more a personal wish, a hope, and it's not a command. And that's what Naomi-sensei means by vague. And that's why when you say onegai shimasu, it's less direct. So, okudasai is the most polite and most direct way to ask for an object, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, in this case, we said the most general one, kore, this. But what else can we say?
それをください.
Yeah, give me that right there close to you.
あれをください.
Give me that thing that's all the way over there.
水をください.
Give me water.
水とメニューをください.
Give me water and a menu, please. All right, and in all of these examples, I think except for the last one, I didn't say please, but in Japanese, it's really implied that there's a please in there because kudasai is just polite. Speaking of the word please, we learned in an earlier lesson that onegai shimasu means please, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what if I say, これをください, onegai shimasu?
That's redundancy, I would say.
Exactly, because in fact, they both mean please to different degrees. It's not that onegai shimasu by itself means please and kudasai is asking for something like asking for a command. Or commanding somebody. It's actually, they're both please with different functions, okay? Kudasai is always attached to an object.
そうですね.
Right? Like the menu or water.
Something tangible.
That's right. So, let's say you want someone to speak slowly, as we learned in a previous lesson. Can I say, ゆっくり kudasai?
ゆっくり is not a tangible object, right?
Exactly. It's an adverb, right?
Yeah.
So, ゆっくり kudasai wouldn't work.
No.
How would you say it?
ゆっくり.
Had to look at your notes there, didn't you? I see you. And how about one more time? Say it one more time, please. How about もう一度 kudasai?
It sounds a bit weird.
Because after all, even though it's implied that kudasai is asking for someone to actually hand you something physically.
Right.
To actually give you something, not a request for them to just do an action, all right? In this case, right? So how would you say もう一度 please? In Japanese, of course.
もう一度 お願いします.
All right, this is pretty confusing, huh, Naomi-sensei, for us to explain. But here, to sum it all up, to try to make it as clear as possible. So we're going to say the differences between お願いします and
お願いします. Both お願いします and お願いします can be used for tangible object, real object.
Real things, right? Like real, like people, right?
Mm-hmm.
So for example, how about this, Naomi-sensei? How about you're on the phone and you're asking for, you know, you want to talk to Mr. Mori on the phone. And you say, Mori-san, onegaishimasu. That's fine, right?
Hi.
But how about, Mori-san, kudasai?
Oh.
That's a tangible object.
Good question. But the point is, you want to talk to Mr. Mori. Not you want to get Mr. Mori forever as a possession.
As an object, as a gift, Mr. Mori with a ribbon on top. So then what's the point, though? What's the idea?
You want to talk to Mr. Mori. You have to use the verb, talk, with kudasai. But it's a bit complicated grammar for newbie level. So right now, Mori-san, onegaishimasu.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Well, you heard it from the sensei. You're going to learn that grammatical construct later on in a later series, like the beginner series. So for now, just stick with o onegaishimasu when requesting even to speak with someone. All right, so let's practice everything we've learned so far. Okay, Naomi-sensei.
Hi.
It's after work.
Hi.
We had a long day of work, so we decided, you know what? Let's go to a coffee shop.
Good idea.
Have a nice cup of coffee. So we went, we sat down, and all of a sudden you sneeze. And then the waiter walks up and says, are you cold?
寒いですか?
And then you reply, well, it's not too cold, it's not too hot, it's just right.
ちょうどいいです.
This is one of those cafes that each drink has at least five names, so we don't know what's going on. We need a menu.
メニューをください.
Then the waiter brings us the menu. We take a look at it. And since all the drinks have at least five words in them, we look at the pictures. And then you decide that you want that one right there. So we ask the waiter, this one please.
これをください.
But then the waiter doesn't know just from looking at the picture if you want the hot one or the cold one. So then he asks you, would you like the hot one or would you like the cold one?
ホットコーヒーですか? アイスコーヒーですか?
And then you decide, it's a hot day. I want an iced coffee.
アイスコーヒーお願いします.
I ended up ordering the same thing. But being as clumsy as I am, I spilled mine a little bit. But don't worry, I didn't get any on Naomi-sensei. Alright, so then we ask for a towel.
タオルをください.
But the waiter was on the other side of the cafe and he didn't really hear you. So you have to say it one more time.
すみません。タオルお願いします.
And as you see, we've asked for things almost interchangeably with お願いします and ください. Practice by yourself by asking for random things around your room and around your cafe. But hey, don't spill anything. I'll see you next time.
じゃあまた!
すみません。この靴の大きいサイズをお願いします。
サイズは何ですか？
ちょっとわかりません。
そうですか。じゃあ足をお願いします。26ですね。お待ちください。はい、どうぞ。サイズはどうですか？
ちょうどいいです。これをください。